Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he has a short list of finalists of nominees to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday.
Nominees who believe in applying the Constitution as written.
The president says he's planning to nominate a woman this week, and he expects the Republican-controlled Senate would move quickly to approve his choice. But Democrats are staying optimistic about getting enough GOP defections to block such a vote before the election. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it was Ginsburg's dying wish that her seat stay open until after Election Day.
And we only need two more senators to say that they will abide by RBG's wish.
Tropical storm Beta threatening to bring very heavy rains and storm surge to Texas. It could hit near Galveston later today. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Authorities in Oregon now accusing at least six men of intentionally setting fires in that state's devastating wildfire season. The Oregonian says there's no evidence the suspects were motivated by politics, as some conspiracy theories have claimed. But the newspaper says one suspect was found setting fires in late July because a member of a local forest protection group wouldn't give him a ride. A national retailer wants to make sure that its customers vote this year. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
All Foot Locker-owned stores in the U.S. will become temporary voter registration sites starting September 22nd. Each of the company's more than 2,000 stores will house a kiosk with special websites where visitors can check their voter status, register to vote, or sign up for election reminders. Foot Locker said its effort will target 18 to 24-year-old African-American customers, of which 4.3 million follow the retailer's Instagram account.
Find us online at usaradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
There could be a decision as soon as today on whether the police officers involved in the death of Breonna Taylor will be facing charges. The Louisville Courier-Journal reporting the city's federal courthouse will be closed this week in anticipation of a possible decision. The 26-year-old EMT was shot and killed back in March during a no-knock raid on her home as police were seeking her boyfriend. Last week, the city settled a civil lawsuit with her family, agreeing to pay out $12 million. Pamela Hutchinson of the R&B group The Emotions has passed away. The group's Facebook page announcing she died Friday after health challenges she'd been battling for years. The Grammy Award-winning R&B group was made up of Pamela and her two sisters, Wanda and Sheila, and the group won a Grammy for Best R&B Performance by a duo or group with vocals back in 1978 for their song Best of My Love. VH1 naming the group as one of the top 18 most influential girl groups. Pamela Hutchinson was 61. And golfer Bryson DeChambeau fired a final round 67 to earn his first major championship at the U.S. Open in Mamaroneck, New York, finishing at 6 under par, 6 shots ahead of runner-up Matthew Wolf. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look.
Just when you thought you might be able to rest and take a breath, here it is. We have the passing of an iconic justice in RBG, and the heads are exploding. They couldn't wait. It's amazing to me that there was no dignity or no consideration whatsoever, and even as her dying wish, Judge Ginsburg demonstrated that the activism is still alive and well in her, in saying that she didn't want the president to enact his constitutional right, or the Senate to enact their constitutional rights. Yet I got to tell you, if the tables were turned and the Democrats were in control, they would be full speed ahead with complete support by the mainstream media. But, look, this is the world we live in. It is not for the faint of heart. And with us to talk about this and America, a country that still is in pursuit of its identification, its re-identification, and a revival, because it's not like America wasn't great, and this is what making America great again is all about, is that we need to go back to our roots. We've untethered from our mores and moral principles, and we wonder why the chaos is running so rampant on the streets of America today. With us right now, the founder and president of American Faith and the senior pastor of Influence Church, Phil Hutzenpiller. Phil, how are we doing?
Good, Bill. Good morning. And you hit the nail on the head there. Chaos is running crazy, as if a dying wish of anyone would determine policy for the next 40 years. That's one of the most ludicrous ideas I've heard in a long time. And yet that's been the play on those on the left to try to somehow guilt or prop up this failing idea of who we put in office, when we put them in office, or who we nominate, who we don't nominate. Crazy world.
Well, they lost their minds over Kavanaugh because they saw what was going on with the court. They have been seeing the continuation of America's, waking up to the reality that we've murdered over 60 million unborn Americans.
Yeah, there's a lot of dying wishes on a lot of people, right? Wish I would have lived.
Yes.
And yet the most radical voice on the Supreme Court for abortion was indeed Ginsburg. Mm-hmm. And I know she's been celebrated for a lot of her activism and women's rights, and I say that's great, but it's time to move on. It's mm-hmm. time to focus on what we have at hand and get this job going. I began a message yesterday, Bill, mm-hmm. with kind of the chaos and yet order that is happening in our world right now. If you stop and think about two Nobel Peace Prize coming. Mm-hmm. And then chaos in the street, Supreme Court nominating the third Supreme Court justice in one first term president.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. Could you make it any crazier?
Well, you couldn't. But you see, the thing is, this is the hand of God, Phil. And for people that can see this, I mean, it is so obvious that things are shaking. You know, Jonathan Cahn says that God is shaking. It's that 19-year cycle that God goes through and that America has been experiencing. In 2001, we were shaken with 9/11. And 19 years later, 2020, here we are shaken with a pandemic. We're shaken with, a pandemic of another sort in terms of social injustice. We've got our political system unwinding right now that its power structure is so hungry and desperate. And we saw it on clear display. And Lindsey Graham called him out during the Kavanaugh hearings. And what would we expect when we go into another nomination 43 days away from an election, and Democrats claiming, well, that's not fair. Well, I'll tell you what, if the tables were turned, they would just say, like, what was it, Obama's famous words, election have consequences.
Yep, it's so true. So true. And I think, again, when you talk about the hand of God and what God is doing, when God works, it always defies logic on one level. Not on all levels, on one level. Because it's not that God is unreasonable. It just, he's not reasoning on the same level we're reasoning.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so we're trying to put A and B together. And I've kind of had a little bit of fun, I hate to say it, to see people lose their mind over something like this as if they didn't know it was coming.
Exactly.
I mean, the miracle is that she's been able to live as long and fight as hard as she has, and I say good for her. I mean, that's great that she demonstrated a lot of survival instinct. But I thought Supreme Court justices were supposed to be neutral and impartial when it came to politics.
Well, that's what Justice Roberts would want us to believe, remember? He said the court is supposed to be apolitical. It's not about Republicans and Democrats. They're supposed to be right down the middle calling balls and strikes. I don't think so.
No. Well, I'm just curious, and I haven't heard it. Is there a voice memo of her actually requesting that she not be replaced until a new president, or is that just something that someone said?
Well, this supposedly was reported by her granddaughter, and it came out so quickly. And I was sitting there originally, Phil, I don't know if you saw my tweet on this, but, you know, I cautioned everybody, take a breath. You know, the woman just died. And, you know, can we just pause for a moment? And and I said clearly, I didn't agree with her, philosophically, politically, spiritually. However, she's a fellow humanoid going through the experience of life. She's passed away. Can we just pause a moment? And no sooner did I send that tweet out, the Democrats are unhinged, yelling and screaming and this whole deal. And interesting, you should ask. I wondered the same thing. I said, well, does somebody have an actual, transcription of what she said? I mean, it's so bad that we have to do this, but that is the nature of politics and what you and I are going to talk about, that the Democrats are so good about doing, and that is rewriting history.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Here's a tweet from Joe Biden in 2016, quote unquote, I would go forward with the confirmation process as chairman even a few months before a presidential election if the nominee were chosen with the advice and not merely the consent of the Senate, just as the Constitution requires, unquote.
Amen. Amen.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's Joe Biden, 2016. I'd love to hear see his quote today on that one. I don't have access to that one right now. But
well, his quote is that I should be the one to nominate, and what should happen is that if he is elected president, that any nomination of President Trump should be vacated.
Right. Well, here's another idea. Last I heard, the president was elected for 4 years, not three.
Right.
So he has all the power and authority that he needs until he's removed from office by the will of the people.
Exactly. Well, that's the way the Constitution reads, and I wouldn't blame Donald Trump. I mean, after all, we heard time and again during that AG Barr hearing, I don't know if you remember or not, but the congressmen and women kept reclaiming their time, remember? You know, I reclaim my time. You answered a question. I'm reclaiming my time. Well, maybe President Trump should reclaim his time for all the impeachment and the harassment and the delays that he had to endure. And not only this president, but you talk about the will of the people that elected him. 63 million people elected him to do a job. And the Democrats have done everything they can to stick a stick in his spokes and to delay, obstruct, and resist. Maybe that's what he should do. Reclaim his time. Just saying. More from Pastor Phil after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, America, this really is our time and our moment to speak up. I was just mentioning with Phil Hotzenpiller, our guest, as I was traveling across country, only saw two Only two. I mean, throughout, you know, all the states we went through, California, Nevada, Utah, Iowa, Colorado, I mean, and into Minnesota, only saw two bumper stickers for Biden-Harris. But yet, the pollsters would want us to believe that Joe Biden is up by anywhere from 5 to 10 points. I mean, it's like, where are you getting these polls? I mean, it's deja vu 2016 all over again. And Phil, what I'm concerned about is the hype of all this and the misrepresentation of all this is establishing an incredible expectation and really setting the stage. You've got the former attorney general saying that the Republicans will do everything to cheat on this election. But yet it's the Democrats that have instituted, ballot harvesting, mail-in voting, which they know is precarious, which we're already finding problems with in these states trying to take on that humongous logistical nightmare of mail-in voting. New Jersey, I think, found, 17,000? Mail-in votes. He said, well, it didn't matter. You know, it wasn't going to move. But you got 17,000 mail-in ballots that are off, and AG Holder saying, former AG Holder saying, the Republicans are going to do everything they can to cheat. But yet it's Democratic policies that are instituting these things that promote cheating. But it's the Republicans' fault somehow.
Well, you know, I think I just figured out the polls.
Yeah.
Maybe the polls are based on how many fraudulent mail-in ballots they're going to send out. Now it makes sense, Bill. It hadn't even occurred to me until that moment.
Well, I'm glad I was able to flip on that light switch for you. But
hey, by the way, interesting thing in American history, 29 times in American history there's been an open Supreme Court vacancy in a presidential election year.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the funnest one was 1844, John Tyler made 9 separate nominations of 5 different candidates, in one case sending one up 3 times. Now think about that.
Wow.
So we don't really have much chaos. There's been some more chaos. We just haven't had all the lawlessness that
yes.
surrounded our nation. That's the challenge
exactly.
right now. And that's been kind of my big stick over the last 3 years, when I wrote my book, One Nation Without Law, is that lawlessness is going to be our biggest issue. So if you were predicting, Bill, what does it look like in the fall with Supreme Court, presidential election, et cetera? What's your take? I want to see how you line up with what my thoughts are.
Well, what I believe, and I've said this for a long time, and I've said this several times to our audience, so this isn't new to them. I believe that the response from the people is going to be so deafening. It's going to be that kind of "Can you hear me now?" moment, and by that I mean that. That Donald Trump will win by a incredible mandate, so much so that the mail-in voting, all the other stuff, harvesting, will go away. I believe the Republicans will maintain the Senate. They will regain the House, and this will be an incredible opportunity for things to be done because the Democrats resist in such a way that they're really not moving the country around. And if we're going to save this country, then, politically, that would be the answer. But even before then, what I'm holding to, and you and I and Tammy, your wife, spoke about this, is coming up this weekend is the return. It's a big event in D.C. and something that's catching fire across the country. And this is at the basis of everything in what you've referred to on several occasions. We cannot get this country right until we get our spiritual health right. We are spiritually bankrupt right now because we have turned our backs on God. And people need to understand that there are consequences, that this is causal, that these things are happening. And we cannot be like the children of Israel that thought, well, maybe if our walls were bigger, if we had better politicians, we would be able. No, we have to turn to God. We've seen that pattern. When we turn to God, God comes to us. But we need to enter into a time of reconciling our lives and the differences of where we're living and what God's called us to do. If, in fact, we do that, then I believe that for a period of time, Phil, for a period of time, we will enjoy some peace and prosperity. But the thing is, we also have to look at what's happening in Israel right now. And Psalm 83 is starting to come to fruition, and there is some biblical prophecy that's coming into play. And that is an indication that soon and very soon, we're going to realize the final chapter of Revelation.
All right, I like it. I'm pretty lined up with you. Like, Trump's going to win, Senate's going to hold, House. I think it's going to lead, but I think there's going to be an unprecedented challenge to the election. Mm-hmm. I do agree that there's going to be an unprecedented voice that's going to come, but I think it's going to be challenged. I think it's going to be challenged to the place to where lawlessness will increase. I'm not calling out for martial law, but I'm thinking it's going to be close to that because I think there's some big money people, names like Soros, behind some of this that's going to activate it.
Soros, you mean the name that Fox says that we couldn't say? Did you see that? Did you catch that the other night?
I kind of blew my mind, actually. I thought, well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Why would they? Why would all of a sudden you couldn't? And I mean, Newt Gingrich didn't even know what to say. It was like, oh, okay, so down is up now in Fox World.
Well, there's an old line from a movie, and I can't remember the name of the movie, but it always says, "Follow the money." Mm. If something doesn't make sense, follow the money and see where it leads.
Was that Jerry Maguire, or was that Show Me the Money?
That may have been Show Me the Money.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the line. Trace the money and all answers become clear.
Yes.
And what I found is that, you know, these things don't just pop up. There's pressure from somewhere for some reason, and it usually is financial.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're realizing this now. They've done a little bit more of a deep dive. And, I mean, some of this stuff is so obvious. I don't care if we're talking about COVID. I mean, you know, get it away from... You know, Bill Gates, supposedly, who knows everything, and all these other, you know, people with their opinions, they matter about as much as mine and yours when it comes to opinion. But where's the truth of all this? And you start realizing, and they're doing deeper dives, that, oh, yeah, in fact, George Soros did send money to this group that provided pallets and bricks to the rioters, that Kamala Harris and her group and Biden's associations did bail out these rioters. The Democratic Party has been part and parcel of supporting these anarchists. And they stand back. I mean, all you have to do is look at the obvious or listen for the obvious, and that is that there's all you get from the Democrats are crickets. They're not opposing all this. I mean, even down to the point of, okay, Joe Biden, so you're upset about Judge Ginsburg. Where's your nominees? I mean, this would have been a perfect time for him to come back and say, well, look at, I will give you my nominee and I'll match another five and I'll call the question to Donald Trump. No, yep. Crickets.
Yep. Well, you know, in some ways, the real reveal didn't happen for what exactly happened in Europe until the Swiss bank was forced to pull back the curtains. And I still think there's a lot of money in hiding. And we have our own version of a Swiss bank that exists in America. And a lot of money shifts around that nobody can really trace back to and figure out where it's coming from. But you know there's some dirty money moving around this country to motivate a bunch of unemployed Antifa rebels to do what they do in the streets of our nation. It's pretty clear.
Right. Well, Donald Trump has made it clear that he's not going to put up with this stuff. That if people want to riot after the elections, well, hello, federal government. And yes, it does, you know, raise some concerns about entering into a season of martial law. But I believe the constituency, if that's where we need to go, we just cannot have rioters, you know, going into neighborhoods and, you know, taking on innocent citizens like they did to the McCloskeys in St. Louis.
Exactly.
Not going to happen. No, I agree. He is the senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California, and also the founder of American Faith, Phil Hotzenpiller. Thank you, Phil. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care. God bless.
Thank you so much, Bill. God bless you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he has a short list of finalists of nominees to fill the Supreme Court vacancy created by the death of liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on Friday.
Nominees who believe in applying the Constitution as written.
The president says he's planning to nominate a woman this week, and he expects the Republican-controlled Senate would move quickly to approve his choice. But Democrats are staying optimistic about getting enough GOP defections to block such a vote before the election. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says it was Ginsburg's dying wish that her seat stay open until after Election Day.
And we only need two more senators to say that they will abide by RBG's wish.
Tropical storm Beta threatening to bring very heavy rains and storm surge to Texas. It could hit near Galveston later today. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you know where to go, BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about back to school and getting ready, because preparing for back to school during an unprecedented time has certainly been challenging for parents and caregivers. How do you like that for an understatement, right? For those who have been overwhelmed at the prospect of what their kids will need for the new school landscape, there are tips for any situation that can make your everyday routine a bit easier. You ready for some tips? Well, we've got with us Julie Loffredi, the lifestyle journalist and mom. She joins us. Julie, how you doing?
Hey, well, things are getting busy, Bill.
Oh, have they stopped being busy, Julie? So let me ask you, how can we make room for more quality family time while the kids are back to school and parents are working from home?
Yeah, you know, kids are either headed back to school in person or remote, and whether, you know, you're looking maybe for that relaxing family getaway, I go to Booking.com, which offers really incredible places to stay, from homes, hotels, cabins, as well as transportation options, including rental cars. So with more than half of Americans feeling comfortable enough to plan domestic travel in the coming months, the Great American Road Trip has really become a very popular option, with recent data through the website showing about 93% of car rental pickups by U.S. customers were at domestic locations. So using an easy-to-use platform allows you to arrange a car rental from over 13,000 pickup locations across the U.S. So something to think about.
Well, I got to tell you, Julie, I can definitely relate. We're on a cross-country road trip ourselves. We made it to Minnesota here at Mission Control for the studio from California. And what a great trip. And we saw parts of the state that we hadn't seen before, because usually when we do a cross-country trip, we go south, through Texas, which goes on forever because you're asking questions as you go through. Are we through Texas yet? It never stops.
Right.
It goes on. But let me tell you, the magic of the Colorado Rockies and in between and on up through Minnesota is just spectacular. So I agree. I think whether it's a staycation, family time, I mean, this is a time to be creative and have some fun, because we're kind of forced to think outside the box during the season of COVID-19, aren't we?
Yeah, and I love that you and many other families are, taking a closer look at our big backyard here. There's so many gorgeous places to visit.
Exactly. And one of the recommendations you have in terms of, this COVID and the quarantine and all that we're going through is that it's a little bit easier to make room for family time, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I've been spending a lot more time in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And, even though I'll say the school year looks a little different this year, what hasn't changed for my kids and everyone else's kids is the need for high-quality protein like beef to fuel their active bodies, their developing brains. So the experts at Beef, It's What's for Dinner, mm-hmm. and the Beef Checkoff have these really easy recipes for school lunch, whether in person or at home. You can check out a few, the saucy beef wraps and the five-way mini meatloaves. These are two easy recipes, and even my picky kids love it. So beef is not only an excellent source of protein for children, but it also provides those 10 essential nutrients that support an active and healthy lifestyle.
Exactly. Julie, what is it about the kitchen? It's like a magnet. If you're in there and you're cooking, you get neighbors that show up,
Yeah, and if you ask anyone in my family, Julie, what's your favorite thing to eat? I'm going to tell you cheese, mm-hmm. and cheese again,
yes.
and probably creamy mashed potatoes. So I do have a product that you can easily find at the grocery store, Mrs. T's Pierogies. They have these pasta pockets, and they're stuffed with creamy mashed potatoes and cheese. They are so simple and easy to prepare. You can boil, you can bake, saute, fry, or even grill them. And one of my favorite weeknight meals is this really easy veggie and pierogi sheet pan recipe. So it features the mini classic cheddar pierogies. It takes about 30 minutes, and it's so delish. And Belle, you can mark your calendar, because October 8th is National Pierogi Day.
Well, I'm telling you, let's all meet around the pierogies. I mean, plus on top of that, you get to say pierogies. I mean, people say, what did you have to eat? And you go, peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Well, we had pierogies.
Oh, absolutely. And they're so fun to eat. And you can find classic cheddar, loaded baked potato, a bunch of minis and full size. It's really fun to make with a family. So, yeah, I'll be marking my calendar for October 8th.
Well, I'm right with you. We'll share it together. Julie, let's talk about some of the tips that you recommend for both blended and remote learning, because right now you got to be flexible. If you're not flexible with the schedule and what's happening in our environment right now, you get a little too stiff, you might break, as they say.
Yeah, and I love to try to schedule things as best I can. But like you said, Belle, leaving room, for mistakes to happen, right?
Yes.
And sometimes schedules don't go as planned, and being okay with that. And the other thing, especially for the working parents at home, juggling, maybe helping the kids with school and then work, is asking for help, right? So, even today I have my mother-in-law over to help me with my toddler. You can find some ways to make it work, and asking for help is always a good idea.
You know, and I like your idea, too, about mistakes. I remember reading about one of my favorite companies, Hewlett-Packard, in the early days. The founders said they embraced their mistakes. And I thought that was so cool because maybe at the time I was working with a company that they would do you harm for mistakes, you know? And so we like the idea. I mean, that's all part of the learning process, as I tell our kids, you know, experience defines preference. And in the midst of that experience isn't perfection necessarily. Sometimes we have to learn the hard way by our mistakes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if there's, you give yourself permission to be okay with some of those mistakes, it will certainly, you know, take the stress and the load off, because I know that's something that a lot of parents are dealing with, is trying to figure out how to manage that stress and keep a healthy, happy household.
Well, Julie, and I know part of all this whole situation experience we're going through is preparation, and you talk about creating a space for work and school, because we've got that dynamic happening in the home like never before, and in some cases in some proximity, so we need to respect each other's space that will accommodate work and school, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think, Bill, too, you know, if you could have that designated spot for the kids to do their work and for you to do yours.
Yes.
Very helpful. You know, creating that kind of work environment. And then when you, you know, walk out of the basement, you're back to your family life, right?
Exactly. No, that's a healthy way to go. It's like I always tell people, even when you have lunch, like lunchtime, have a spot for lunch. Don't have lunch at your desk.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think that's great, Bill. You know, and I give kudos to all the moms and dads out there that are, you know, working hard to, you know, not only adapt to new schedules, but also, you know, keep everybody happy and healthy this time of year, you know?
Without a doubt. And Julie, you say one of the keys to all this is keeping a routine. If the kids are learning remotely, full-time or part-time, try to stick to a routine each day, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm here in New England and, you know, I encourage the kids to get outside for what I'm calling backyard recess.
Yes.
And, you know, making sure we're getting some fresh air as much as possible and stretching those legs because, you know, exercise is also an important piece of this and, you know, helping to keep kind of the mind and body going.
Yes, exactly. Julie Lafredi is a lifestyle journalist and, of course, a mom, as you can tell by now. And, Julie, as we wrap things up, thank you so much. You and I have a date, right, on October the 8th.
We're going to whip up some pierogies.
It's pierogi time with Bill and Julie and anybody else that wants to join us on October the 8th. A great time to celebrate, especially in the midst of COVID-19. Why not? So where can our listeners go for more information, Julie?
On our site, betterstuffforlife.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing, our politicians are corrupt, and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I know it seems like it's coming down to that, isn't it? But look at this is what freedom's all about. And, of course, the freedom we want is not the freedom that, you know, that nations would want to tell you that you have, despots. I mean, history is replete with a lot of lying politicians. Freedom is something that they can't give. This is what our founding fathers realized. Adam Holtz is with us right now. Adam with PluggedIn.com with Focus on the Family. Adam, you know, don't you love these despots and leaders that claim that they give you freedom, but they know darn well they don't? And our founding fathers were smart enough to point that out, that it was something that was given to us by God and not by anything created by man.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, obviously, fundamental in our country's DNA is the idea of inalienable, that's a hard word to say, rights granted to all of us equally from God. It's not something we dreamt up on our own. It is, it's something that is the way that God created us.
Right.
And you're absolutely right.
It's a way, this is all part of the bumper rails of his creation.
Right.
Is that there are certain things that God is totally in control of, and when it comes down to that, I'll put my money on God.
Yep.
You know, just saying. But, you know, here we are in this modern day woke experiment that we find ourselves in. Some would say it's a nightmare. And I understand and would agree in part that it is. But we're realizing it because we've lost our way and we've decided to look to other resources in much the same way that has happened in history when people chosen by God, let's say Israel, for example, and they decide to become an idolatrous nation. And
right.
In a way, this is America's condition. Anything that takes away from God becomes a false idol, and we start buying into a false narrative, and look what's happening right now. America is in chaos. We have riots in the street, even to the point that, you know, it's interesting how some people will say, well, it's all because of the weather and climate change and that sort of thing. But we know that God's creation, when it's out of sync, it has a way of expressing itself, whether it's by way of fires, earthquakes, floods, right on down the line, because it's even the nature of God, and God's nature understands that there's something wrong. It's not, there's,
right.
It's out of sync right now. And this is where I believe not only America, because we focus so much on America, but the entire world finds itself in this place. And it's also why coming up this weekend, this has been something that's been in the works for 5 years, Adam. We've got the return that's going to happen. And even Franklin Graham has a group of people that are all going to be at the mall in D.C., a day of repentance where we come to God, a time where we need to bend a knee.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And bend both knees,
yes.
And come before a holy God and say, we have blown it. We've blown it so bad, we don't even know how to get back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, that's exactly right. And let me, if I can wax, if not eloquent, maybe something in that neck of the woods for just a couple of seconds. You know, at Plugged In, we do more than just look at the content in films, but in movies and TV and video games. We look at worldview, and all of the things we're talking about here, Bill, are worldview issues.
Mm-hmm.
And the worldview issue, that one of them that is absolutely core, is that we're created by God to be in relationship with Him and to experience the goodness of His transcendence. And when we reject God, we still have that hunger, that appetite for transcendence. We will look to experience it somewhere,
yes,
with a substitute. And I read an article a couple of years ago, and Eugene Peterson was quoted in it. He, of course, translated the paraphrase, The Message. And he says the three places that we look for a transcendence substitute are sex, drugs, and crowds.
Mm.
And he said the first two, you know, sexuality outside the expression of God's intent, and drugs are ones we've been pretty familiar with, at least, you know, especially since the 1960s, not that those two things were invented then. But he said people look for meaning in crowds, too. And right now, as I look at our culture, we have a culture that is hungry, starving for a transcendent experience, and looking for it in all of the wrong places.
Yeah, they've lost it. They've lost their identification.
Totally lost their identification. And so, you know, that's why we do what we do, because ideas matter, and ideas have consequences. And when we live in a culture that so consistently tells people you can find ultimate meaning in these other things but rejects God, you're ultimately only going to have chaos. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're seeing right now.
Well, we've really been set up, because in order to get to their point, you have to abandon reason. You have to abandon everything that you know and subscribe to their new doctrine.
Exactly.
And it's a subtle shift, because what it is you are replacing the real God, the creator of heaven and earth, for their God. I mean, it's still, it's a spiritual component, because the fact of the matter is that hole in your soul can only be filled by something spiritual. So what they have done is they've come up with a concoction that looks like, maybe even feels like, maybe just a little bit, but it's enough to dupe you into thinking that it's worthy of an exchange. And the fact of the matter is down through history, time and again, when cultures embrace the wrong God, it's deleterious to them and the generations that follow.
And it results in chaos.
Yes.
And I think right now, Bill, as we look across the culture, man, I don't know how you can see anything but chaos. And even, you know, the whole movement to defund the police, are we paying attention?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, we're not.
Right.
Because, you know, you're talking about pretending that we're all good and that we don't need law and order. And
Well, the fact of the matter is, Adam, it's a small percentage of people who've got big, you know, megaphones,
exactly,
supported by the media.
Yeah.
And the thing is everyday Americans are sitting there, you know, grandma and grandpa sitting there on the porch going, Oh, the kids are at it again. I mean, they've really, we told them this is going to happen. You know, you get up on the roof, you fall off the roof, gravity, you know, gravity, ouch, pain, broken legs. This is going to happen. And so some are observing it. I am thankful for those who are praying for the redemption of God's creation, because that's what God wants. Because, you know, as one of the things that impressed me greatly one time when I was studying the book of Genesis, and it was the opening sentence between the transformation of the opening sentence and the second sentence. It talks of the Holy Spirit hovering over the chaos, and I believe that's what's going on right now. Yes, we have seen it clearly. It is absolute chaos. Chaos is resultant when you untether yourself from those moral foundational principles, and that's what we've done. We've let go of that.
Exactly right, and I would go back to Genesis 2 as well and say, you know, the core lie is, did God really say?
Exactly.
You know, is God really true? Can he really be trusted? And the second you bite on that lie, I mean, it just opens Pandora's box. I know I'm mixing my metaphors between Pandora's box.
But that's okay. But we get it. We understand, because this is where we are right now. And even our thinking is chaotic because we are disengaged from the truth of God. We've decided to exchange the truth for the lie, which Romans talks about. And here we are. But I want people to be assured here is that, you know, coming back to God in a day of repentance and reconciling some of these things right now, you might say, oh, well, Bill, that sounds good, but how are we going to deal? We've got 63 definitions of genders right now. How do we reconcile that? You know, outside of God, I don't know how we do it.
Yeah, no, God is the only one who can help us to see clearly, and that only comes as we're willing to bend the knee, as you were saying.
Right.
And right now we live in a culture that suggests not only is, you know, radical individualism in the ascendant, I would go a step further and say it's more like radical individual sovereignty, that each person gets to create their own reality. I'm like, well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to see that if everybody gets to create their own reality, you're going to have some conflicts.
Well, here we are.
It doesn't work.
Satan's biggest lie, you get to be your own God, right?
Exactly. That's
what
right.
It comes down to. All right, real quick review on the movies at PluggedIn.com. Unpregnant.
Unpregnant is an HBO Max movie that absolutely glorifies abortion. It's about two girls, one girl who's pregnant. In Missouri, she wants to get an abortion without her parents' knowledge, and she and a friend road trip to Albuquerque, New Mexico to make that happen. And the movie presents having an abortion as a lark, you know? It's no better or worse or different than a fun spring break trip.
Like a rite of passage or something?
Well, it's not a rite of passage, but in this case...
In a goofy way?
Yeah, I mean, this is a buddy road trip movie that, because the characters are likable, and that's what Hollywood does, right? They take these issues and they couch them in a narrative where we're sympathetic to the characters because they're pretty likable. But obviously, there's a lie hidden here.
Exactly.
And it mocks the tragedy of abortion.
So much more to understand and see, and it's brought to you by Focus on the Family and Adam and the team at PluggedIn.com. Check it out. Antebellum, there's a review there. Red Shoes and Seven Dwarfs. Fatima, always there as well. So lots of good stuff, whether it has to do with movies, TV, music, games, books, right there at PluggedIn.com. Adam, as always, Godspeed to you. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another
store of value above even silver and gold? It's true. Open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.